USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is staying on the court for now. Breyer, who turns 83 in August, is the senior liberal on the bench. Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Olympic organizers have made a series of major last-minute policy changes to reduce the risk of a super-spreader event at the Olympics, but did not impose a vaccine mandate. The U.S. Olympic team is requiring coaches and staff members to be vaccinated, but not the athletes. Countries like Venezuela and Nigeria are sending large delegations to Tokyo, but currently have less than 1% of their populations fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States government is now in the business of fact-checking over at Facebook. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki at the lectern Thursday.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID community core to get factual information into the hands of local messengers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is pushing lawmakers to reach an agreement by next week on the recently introduced spending packages without a way to pay for it. Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, said senators differed over whether Schumer's extremely short timeline was helping the bipartisan effort. It will take 60 votes to start debating the infrastructure measure as Republicans are expected to use filibuster. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity, our power needs, and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid, price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.